Hello.
Hello.
Hey there, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I am good as well. It's a pretty hard thing. It's a task to go ahead and get a call with you.
Yeah,
there's always one time, like, all of my company and my team is asking, like, hey, where's Robert? Why didn't he get on a call? I'm like, well, he's busier than us.
Yeah, this is true.
So how's your work going on? How's the progress and everything about it?
How's what?
How's the work going on?
Oh, the work? Yeah, it's good. It's going, you know, always doing something. I was just working on payroll here.
Really?
But, yeah, I think we're to the point where now, it's, you know, I got a little bit more time, so, you know, that things are a little bit better, so a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, okay. Well, I'm sending you a link for the website. All right, so if we can go on a call, we can check on that first, and then we can go ahead and...
Okay.
All right. Just give me a quick minute, okay?
Okay, sure.
How was your weekend?
Good. Yours?
Yeah, you know, it was good. Better. Better than before.
Yeah.
Hey, I have sent you an email. Can you go ahead and check?
Yep, looking right now. There we go.
Uh-huh. Did you get it?
Yep.
Got it. If you can just go ahead and open it. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I have set up the phone number that you have provided to me. All right. It's a call to action button. If someone clicks on that, it will open directly over to the phone. If you can open this website over your phone right now, all right, and click on this phone number, okay, it will get you on the dial pad directly. So they can just click on this phone number and make a call. That's it.
Oh, so from the phone, you mean?
No. If they click on the website, all right, if you go onto the website and open open this, the link, can you do that for me so I can show you what I'm talking to you about?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me open it. You mean on the laptop or my phone?
There.
Your phone. Mobile phone.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yep.
if you open this and if you go ahead and click on the phone number that I have set up onto the website, onto the if you click on that phone number, it will open on your dial pad directly.
Yeah, says the call.
So this is called call to action button, all right, that we have set up. And if you click on the email, it will take you over to your Gmail or whatever email you have configured in your phone.
On the phone one that I clicked on, there isn't any. It doesn't show an email.
Right besides the phone, it might be showing the email, admin@rphconstructionllc.com.
Yeah, it shows on the...
On the left side?
On the laptop, but not on my phone when I open it.
Working on the phone. Your mobile phone version of the website will be working fine once it goes live.
Yeah.
And I'm full time a little bit to go ahead and get this website live by this week so you can start working on that as well.
Okay.
Because I suppose that it has been taking so long, all right, since we have engaged with this project. Isn't that right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the only things I think for right now, because we can always change some content as we go down the road too.
Yes, of course.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the only things that I think right now that I'm not sure that the only thing I don't like is that the first one is it says service provider.
Oh yeah.
Or PH construction L.
Is a service it will be removed. All right. It will be like RPH
construction
provides well furnished, equipped, and something like that, or anything like that.
Well, hopefully something better than that, but yeah.
Yeah, of course, it will be better.
Yeah.
Let me just note it down for you, okay? So I can send it over to revision to my content team. And if you want, I can have a better perspective of the content if I can have a word with the boss. So I can have a better perspective, like how does she want it on the website?
Yeah, she's right here too, so she can talk to you anytime that she wants to.
I guess this isn't my profession. I just know from the stuff that we've done, but I don't understand. Like, if you send me over the demo website to what you have to look through.
Mm-hmm.
What Bob just said, he doesn't like the service provider spot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it should already be erased. Like, we can't launch a website without seeing exactly how it's going to be launched. So when he said he came to me and he's like, "Can you look over the content?" Because I told him, I said, some of the stuff it doesn't even make any sense in a way for a small business, because we're not like New York City, large corporation. We're a small business in a small town. So when I read this content, if I was Joe off the street and didn't even know anything, I would look at it and be like, okay, so they're more like a big town or a bigger contractor than what I'm looking for. So it would shy me away from it. So, I mean, going over it, when Bob's like, "Can you look over it and see?" I kept telling him, "No, I can't." Because I want to see exactly how you want to put it out there. I don't want to see – I've already seen a couple rough drafts, and it's pretty much the same things. The words are just shifted around. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay. And, I mean, that is like my – that's like my biggest thing, I guess. And – I mean, I know he wants it to be, prestige and, put it out there as, one of a kind, but it also has to, attract people's attention from, that want to remodel a kitchen for $100,000 to somebody who only has $10,000 to remodel a kitchen with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, I have been with Bob for almost like 4 months now, so I know how he can, you know, how the things are working at the moment. All right, like what kind of business is this about, and how the work is going on, because he let me know about it for a little bit, like, hey, yeah, this is how it works. We got the cabinets and everything about it. All right, so I know the business that we are working on. All right, so I did told him that the content, all right, we will have almost like a good hand, all right, that if, because I provided him with good revisions, all right, like he can go ahead and make changes to whichever and whatever changes, all right, in the upcoming future he requires. All right, and I have always tried my level best to go ahead and accommodate whatever I could do on my end from best. All right, and if the content is not up to my, of course I will get a revise. Not once, like I do have an unlimited revision ad on his account for myself. So he is not facing, or you are not facing any kind of issue in the upcoming future.
Okay.
Yes.
So I understand that, but correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't we in the process of figuring out what the content to make sure we like it to move to the next step to upload it?
Yes, of course. Well, the content, that is the reason for the call. So we can just go ahead and make sure everything is all good.
Okay, so the content sucks.
Got it.
It's, I mean, not all of it, but I mean, like, some of the wording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of it doesn't make any sense, but and then other parts are written in there pretty good. It's all got to be in.
Well, there's some things that are disturbing you guys, something that do not work out for you guys. You can let me know. I will have it revised from them. That is not a problem.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What if I looked over the content, crossed out stuff, or reworded it in a way that you got, and then after I was done doing that, Bob uploaded it to you, so then that way you could see what I'm talking about?
Yes, of course. Well, that will be perfect.
Okay.
That will be, you know, the best. So
I
can
think
have,
so too. That way we're all three on the same page.
Yeah, because, you know, me and Bob get on the call not that much. All right, we're just texting back and forth. All right. We're just texting each other back and forth. Sometimes, well, I reply him a day after. Sometimes he gives me a reply a day after. So we're lacking out on that. So we're lacking.
Not that we're not looking to grow bigger, because we are. I mean, that's the whole point of this website too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so
and
to create my client.
Yeah, and Bob might agree to that I have helped him out with whatever I could. All right, to make sure.
Oh yeah, no.
He's
expressed that you've gone above and beyond too. So I completely understand that too. And like I said, this is not my field.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just giving input on, like, seeing just the whole thing all the way around.
And then also, Joe, that my one text about the pictures are, for now, I think if you guys want to upload just pictures of
random
pictures, or
yeah, we will
what's
upload,
that?
We will upload the random pictures. I'll choose them myself for you.
Okay, and then we can always change them afterwards too.
Oh, and you can change. You can change whenever, okay? You have me on this project, so you can have it change whenever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, what we can do is we can shortly go ahead and, you know, make the changes, all right, to the content. You can just go ahead and cross down whichever you think is not good. This line doesn't look fit. It's not good. It's disturbing me, and it's disturbing the whole content. Then, of course, yes. We can just go ahead and move that line from over there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Alrighty, okay. We can surely go ahead. I was just having a word with the content team, like, hey, we need to go ahead and revise it. We need to go ahead and make sure that everything is on point for him. You there?
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
So
okay.
I would just have her go through, and she had it redone, a lot of it, and then something happened and lost
If
it in our
you.
computer, and then yeah, that was not good. So, but anyways,
Well, if you can
I'm
send it
just gonna say,
over, do you
I'll
have it
just
right
have
in
her
front of
look at
you?
everything and cross things out, and then just resend it that way.
Will you be resending it me right now so I can have my content writer on the call and we can just go by that? We can go ahead and make sure that everything is on endpoint.
Let me one second.
And
I
did you
don't
send the
know if she's
lipstick?
gonna. I don't know if she's gonna be here. I think she has to leave, but hold that thought.
Yeah, okay.
She'll probably want to look it over and read it, and then I'll see when she's gonna get it back. One second, Joe.
Sure.
It'll be like if you can send it to me tomorrow midday.
Okay, Joe. So look it over tonight when she gets back, and then send it over to you, and I should be able to send all that over to you tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. Well, you guys can go ahead and send it over to me tomorrow. All right. So we can just go ahead and look at it, the website that we are building. All right. Okay. In the services. All right. Because we will be because people need to see what kind of services you guys are providing. All right. That will be kitchen remodeling, bathroom and kitchen remodeling and redesigning. All right. Rental property maintenance and repairs. You said you wanted it to be there, right? You don't want it to be removed.
No, that's good. We'll leave it there. Yep.
All right, and exterior door installation and commercial maintenance as well. And dryer vent cleaning, correct?
Yeah, I don't see that on here.
If you go
Is
into the
that
services
on?
page, and if you go into the services page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good because I wouldn't really want it on the main page. I mean, I guess it'd just be like a service. So if you go, oh, okay, if you let me go to services. There we go. Services. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Perfect. Yeah.
And in the banner, if you can see that we have like our footprints, all right, that is in the footer of the website. It says our footprint. Do you want me to keep it over there, or do you want me to go ahead and remove it?
No, actually, I think the footprints is a good thing.
Yes.
But the map would be
The map is
I
just
might
an
want to
image
put
right
that.
now. It's just an image. All right. Well, we will go ahead and put the, as we were talking about, do you remember? Where you cover, what area do you cover, and stuff like that.
Yeah, let me pull up. Whoops. So, okay, Pennsylvania carriers, I do believe. So the map would be okay. So
The map,
that's
let me just go
remember.
ahead and show you how the map will look, okay?
Okay, so it would be the Pennsylvania map, but it would only be, the certain counties. So, because it'd be, I mean, and it's a wide range. It's all within like 2.5, 2.5, 2 hours and 45 minutes of where from where we are that we cover. So basically, you'd be looking at like Erie, Crawford, Warren, Mercer County, Venango, Lawrence, Clarion. Not all of Butler, but probably a partial portion of Butler, and I mean, even probably a partial portion of Forest. But I mean, we could put those things on there, and if we did get a call, we could always say we're not, you know, maybe not servicing that area right now or something. But at least they would
so
be on there.
So it will be a live location, correct? Now we need to go ahead and
yeah,
figure out the website.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So yeah, it's like 8 counties of Pennsylvania, which is a pretty good portion that we cover actually. But
uh-huh. Got it. All right, let me check on that. Okay, just give me a minute. And which of the counties do you cover, Cameron?
So it'd be Erie County.
Erie. All right, just give me a minute. Let me search. Okay, got it. And Crawford.
Crawford County.
Okay.
Warren County.
Okay.
Forest County.
Okay.
Venango County.
Okay.
And I don't know if you, it's spelled kind of weird if you don't have the correct spelling, but it's V-N-A-N-G-O.
Okay.
And
there's
Mercer County.
Mercer?
Uh-huh.
Just kidding. Okay,
Clarion.
Got it. Clarion? Okay.
Clarion.
Mm-hmm.
Forest,
okay.
And then Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay. So I'm going to repeat it. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? All right,
yeah,
so we have Erie, we have Crawford, Warren, Forest, Venango, Mercer, Lawrence, Clarion, and McCain, you said?
No. So there should be, you don't know, McCain's over too far that way. So Erie, Crawford, Warren, Forest, Venango, Mercer, Lawrence, Clarion.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of Butler, but I mean, you know.
Half of
I guess
the
we
Butler.
Could put it on. Yeah, probably.
So do you want
yeah.
a functionality to be created? Like if you want to go ahead and turn down any of the county, like hey, we're not providing any kind of services for Forest, so you can just go into the back end of the website and turn down Forest, so it will not cover that. All right, so everybody can see on the website, like you guys are not providing any kind of service of Forest for nowadays. And there will be a headline coming onto the website, like, hey, we are sorry for the inconvenience, but we're not providing any kind of services into the Forest County. All right, apologies
oh, okay.
for the inconvenience. What do you think about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, Lavo, let me just note it down for you that we will be acquiring Google for the live API so it can show the map area, all right, and it can go ahead and show the coverage of this area with the banner. Okay, all right, and I will try my level best to go ahead and deliver this website by Friday for you, all right, because
okay.
I have been given out a deadline from my CEO. All right, that
okay.
we need to go ahead and cover up and everything because the
sure.
website have been going on for so long, and we need to go
yeah.
ahead and make sure that everything is on point and given out to you with a fully functioning website so you guys can go ahead and, you know, continue with the business because my CEO is really concerned, like, hey, if your client doesn't have a website for 8 months, then how will they go ahead and make progress or anything about it on the web instead of the website?
Sure.
All right, so that's
yep.
what my concern was as well. Like, as you're now my friend, Robert, all right, we have been working so back and forth. You're now my kind of a friend, you can say, not just a client, all right?
Sure.
So I have to make sure that everything is on point and given out to you, all right, within a week. Will that work out?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, okay. And did you receive any kind of invoice from the billing, the fund that I used to go ahead and get the maintenance for you?
I tried looking at that. I looked at that. Hold on. Let me bring that up before you go. It says log in. Okay. So log in.
Let me resend it over to you. Not on the team board. Did you get it on the email that we were talking back and forth?
I didn't get an email invoice. I said invoice, and it said click on it. And then it took me to the teamwork page.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. Let me resend it over to you. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because, like I said, I'm waiting on some payments here, and You know how that could be. We finished 8 decks on a commercial building downtown, and their mother died a week before. And it kind of freezes everything, so they weren't able to give me the final payment. And that's a rather large chunk of money. So whenever you have that large chunk and then you have your payroll and everything else still going out and nothing else really coming in yet, it's kind of, you know, I got to watch what I spend.
Yeah, I get it. Well, yeah, that was the reason for me asking, because I got an email from the billing team, like, hey, we were just checking up on, because you have used the company funds, and it hasn't been returned yet.
Yeah, so I would think, I'm hoping by the end of this week, but their progress is slow. I mean, I get it. I understand. You know, when someone passes, their accounts get frozen.
Because this is not my company, of course, so I cannot go ahead and... If I was the CEO of this company, I would have been like, okay, well, we'll let it go. That's not a problem. I'll just go ahead and do it myself.
Yeah, no problem.
But I am an employee here as well. But on a managerial level, of course. But yeah, I do have to go ahead and, get the things
right
from over here as well. All right, okay, please review the invoice.
Did you send that to me again?
I'm sending it over.
Oh, wait, here, I see something from Peter D. Here's the paid invoice from the website.
Peter Davidson?
Yeah. Two attachments. That's a video. That's can't be it, right?
Yeah, no.
It's a video of something. Did you send that, you said?
I am sending it to you right now, all right? And
okay.
I got it for you for 4 years, all right, because I do have a good role in the company, so I can just go, manage the things. I got it for you for four years of time, all
right?
Of one, I got it for you for 4 years.
Thank you.
You know, it was going above $2,000, so I was like, okay, well, no, all right? We're going to go ahead and settle this. So I got you a good discount on that as well for the website. All right.
Oh, wait, here it is, I think. I think I got it, Joe. Hold on, let me see.
You got it?
I think so.
I am sending it to you again, okay? I'll send it over. If you don't receive that, then you can surely go ahead and check on that as well, okay?
Okay, so yeah. Yeah, total for... $1,078.92, yep.
Yeah, I've sent it again. That's not a problem. You can just go and review it.
Okay, yeah, sure. I will print that.
Yeah, for the taxes?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. RPH construction. And other than that, everything on the website looks pretty good, right?
I think everything, once we see other photos and stuff on there, I think it'll be really nice, yes.
Mm-hmm. And of the functionality, I will go ahead and have a word with the team for the live, because we need to go ahead and get in contact with Google, because they will be providing us with the Google API for the live maps. All right, so they can just go ahead and turn it down, turn it up, or whatever it is. You can go ahead and have a control of that, because we cannot go ahead and get in contact with them. All right, and we need to go ahead and ask them if we can go ahead and get a control panel or something like that, that we can just go ahead and put it up onto the website for you guys. So you can make changes. You want to turn down any of the counties, you can. So no one gets hired from over there for the job, and then you have to go ahead and excuse them for like, hey, we're not putting it, and they will be like, hey, why is it showing on your website, and you do have a quarrel for them, anything like that. I do not want to go ahead and have you in that place right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So when is the earliest, do you think, that we can go with that? For the main... Yes.
The invoice, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, I need to go ahead and provide an update to the billing team so they can go ahead and see what they can do.
Okay, I would say like I said before, when we talked, it's probably going to be 2 to 3 weeks. So how long has it been?
It has been 1 week now.
1 week, yeah. So within, if it's not by the end of this week, it'd be definitely by the end of next week, I would assume, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
And I just had the card anyways that you have actually had some fraudulent activity on it as of today, so I need to go get a new card.
Oh, well, that card expired?
No, it, because my bank, like, I mean, I'm a pretty good bank. They warned me of any fraudulent things on the account, and there was something on the account that wasn't mine. And what they do is they freeze the card. And now that was fraudulent, that I didn't approve of that. Now I need to get a new card. And it usually takes – they've been taking a while, but we could always probably – they usually anywhere like 2 weeks to get a new card. But say if I get by the end of the week or beginning of next week, we might be, I don't know if you guys do checking over the phone or something.
Well,
but
I do have like two cards with me that you have provided.
Oh, yeah, the other one's a personal one, which I could always transfer the money to that one, so that would work too.
Mm-hmm. So
it just doesn't show it on the business account, so I got to remember to make sure I make a note of that I'm paying for something out of my personal.
What I can do is if you're making any kind of like payment on your personal one, I will have the billing to go ahead and send you an invoice, which will have written on that like personal or business card, which would choose. So you can rectify,
yeah,
like, hey, which one was being used on which of the account, so we can just go
right.
Ahead and
yeah.
The card. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, when I get the new card, I will let you know. I'm sure it'll be like a week when I get it, so it usually does come pretty quick. I know they've been, like I said, they have some delays because of whatever, they use COVID as an excuse, but you know.
Oh,
whatever.
That is the lamest.
Yep, I mean everybody uses COVID as an excuse.
Yeah, here's the funny part. One of my employees was using that, all right, and he lives like two blocks away from one of my friends. And I was like, okay, well, hey, can you give him I was just sending him my condolences. Like, hey, just go ahead and get him some, you know, some fruits or whatever, all
right?
And he was like, hey, he was playing PlayStation, and he was pretty fine when I got there. I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, even our suppliers, you know, use COVID as an excuse. But, I mean, in a sense, I mean, I can see where they're coming from. They don't have as many employees, blah, 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 you know. And even the damages that come in with the cabinets and stuff, that's blamed on, you know, well, we don't have the staff that we used to, which, you know, I understand that. But it doesn't seem like anybody wants to work anymore.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, COVID is, you know, a newer kind of thing to go ahead and get away.
yeah, it's just an excuse. I mean, but, you know, I don't believe in it because, you know, we've had flu around for how long? I see it's just another flu virus that kills people, you know? it truly is. I'm not saying it's dangerous, but, you know, it's just one of those things. There's other things that people are dying from other than COVID.
COVID. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, COVID.
A lot of things have come up. But people just stick to COVID. Like, oh, if you're going to go ahead and let him know about COVID, then he'll probably understand.
Oh, yeah.
One of my
And it's
clients,
not going to be the last pandemic either, you know. We're going to have more. It's not.
Yeah, of course, because mankind keeps on running, then, yeah, of course, yeah. We will have
right,
more
sure.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my clients is on ventilator because of COVID. He was like, okay, well, yeah, he sent me a video. I was like, oh, okay. All right, well, you can rest. His whole family is in COVID.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, not a problem. I will call you as soon as all the funds hit my account, and I'll take care of this as soon as possible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was having, you know, back and forth emails from the billing, like, you have used the family fund, and it's irritating. Yeah, you can understand when it comes
to
that. Oh,
yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
No problem.
It was just giving me the irritation for that. So I was like, okay, well, I'll have a
mm-hmm.
call with them, and we can just go by that. All right, so I'll give them a deadline for this Friday. That will be 22. All right, so we can just go ahead and see about that. Sounds good?
Okay, yep. Like I said, if it wouldn't be this Friday, it'd be the week after. So.
Okay, well, we will just go by that for now.
Yep. All right,
so we can have a deadline, of course. All right, okay. Well, do take care of yourself.
All righty, sir.
All right. Well,
sounds good. And then I'll have that up to you tomorrow then.
Of course, of course. And I'll give you an update on that functionality for the Google, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, okay. Well, take care.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yep, bye.